This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for June 7th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has allowed the return of letters of deviation authority issued by local field offices for primary flight instruction in gyroplanes, ultralight vehicles, and for sport pilot certificates in previously exempted experimental light sport aircraft. It's progress, but the news is not all good. The European Union is set to expand its cap-and-trade scheme for carbon reductions to airlines serving all EU airports next year, but says non-European carriers could possibly win exemptions from the rules. The U.S. Air Force has awarded a contract worth $61 million to Boeing for two more C-130 avionics modernization program kits and two aircrew training system devices as part of a low-rate initial production contract first granted last year. NASA's Human Research Program and the National Space Biomedical Research Institute of Houston will fund 12 proposals to help investigate questions about astronaut health and performance on future space exploration missions. The largest flying airship in the world is the Farmer's Airship, a Zeppelin NT owned and operated by Airship Ventures. And like most of the world's unusual aircraft have done at some point, it will make an appearance at EAA Air Venture this year. The Predator unmanned aircraft fleet operated by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has hit the 10,000-hour milestone. And changes are coming to our audio podcast lineup effective next Monday, in acknowledgement of the growing shift by our listeners to video products. This two-minute touch-and-go newscast will be discontinued, and our special feature will no longer be a daily production. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, it's part one of my conversation with EAA's David Ord, analyzing the significance of the FAA's new policies on flight training in experimental aircraft. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.